Welcome to day 3 of the 7 Days of Calming Anxiety. Let's start today's practice by taking a position that's comfortable with a straight back. Let your body settle in. Rest your hands gently. And when you're ready, close your eyes. Today we're going to talk about thoughts. More specifically, we'll look at how anxiety arises when we have thoughts about what might go wrong in the future. It's easy for us to jump to conclusions, foreseeing the worst, and predicting all kinds of catastrophes that haven't happened and likely never will. The reason we do this is because we view predicting things as a way of controlling the unknown, which of course is impossible to do. Even though our worst fears rarely actualize, we still play out scenarios in our mind and believe our thoughts. We imagine embarrassments, rejections, and failures, and these thoughts send us into a tailspin of anxiety. But if we were able to put a pause on these projections, stop and observe our thoughts, identifying them as just that, thoughts, and nothing else, they lose their power. Picture yourself lying on the grass, watching the clouds above. You calmly observe the many shapes and sizes, watching them pass by freely. That's how we want to observe our thoughts, letting them come and go freely. We want to observe them with acceptance and objectivity, rather than with our usual automatic knee-jerk reactions. So today, we'll work on developing the quality of non-reactivity. Take a moment to settle in. Feel the gentle pull of gravity as your body relaxes. Feeling the floor beneath you, offering its support. And when you're ready, take a few long, deep breaths. Deep inhales. Slow, full exhales. Filling the body up with air and then releasing it. Then return to the natural breath and locate the area where you feel your breath most distinctly. That might be inside your nostrils or above your upper lip. It might be in your chest, your belly, or anywhere else in your body. Rest your awareness on that area where your breath feels most prominent, and tune into the sensation of the breath as it enters and leaves your body. Let go of any tension or striving. Just breathe in whatever way feels natural. The breath might be long, it might be short. Just relax into its natural rhythm. If your attention has wandered, simply acknowledge that and return to the breath. When you have thoughts, watch them pass by like clouds crossing the sky, and come back to the breath as your anchor. Tune in to that one area where you feel the breath most distinctly. Each time you breathe in, know you're breathing in. Each time you breathe out, know you're breathing out. Focus on one breath at a time, over and over. Notice where your mind is. If you observe strong thoughts arising, don't try to repress them or push them away. When we give them power, they grow stronger. So we want to just observe the thought and release it without getting carried away by it. This isn't the time to analyze. All we're here to do is still the mind and observe. Thoughts will pull on your attention, so let them come and go without reacting to them. Then come back to the breath. Try to stay with the full length of the breath, no matter what. Each time you notice your mind has wandered, bring it back in a gentle, patient way. Whether you have a happy thought or an anxious thought, treat it the same way. Don't get caught up in the emotion beneath the thought. Simply observe it arise and release it. Let it pass like a cloud crossing the sky. And gently bring your attention back to home base, the breath. Breath after breath after breath. As we cultivate moment-to-moment awareness, we begin to notice how our anxiety is connected to our thoughts. When we learn to observe them as just that, thoughts, not reality, they're less likely to pull us into an anxious tailspin. Each thought is just a story we're telling ourselves, and most likely not as catastrophic as we believe. By learning to let thoughts arise and acknowledge them without reactivity, we interrupt the flow of anxiety, which thrives on negative projections of the future. Meditation helps us develop this ability. And as we approach the end of the session, come back to the room. Feel your feet on the floor. Hear the sounds around you. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Congratulations on completing day 3 of the 7 days of calming anxiety. We'll see you back here tomorrow for day 4, where we'll practice a technique called noting.